time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. I heard a word that I haven't heard in a while this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Rain.
Rain? Yeah. Maybe. Not much.
Sounds like maybe next week, toward the late latter part of the weekend, maybe early part of next week, possibility of some rain in the forecast. Haven't seen much of that around here lately.
No.
Darn.
Yeah, it's been all right.
It's been okay. We'll take that. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Pretty good, Jim. Thank you. Got three used electric ranges, one of them near new, double oven. Got one used side-by-side refrigerator. Used automatic washer. Got a couple of used refrigerators with top freezer. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Used room electronic air cleaner near new. Still have that 40-gallon power vent water heater. Make us an offer. Got two used built-in dishwashers, microwave hood combinations. Got one stainless steel near new. Two used built-in cooktops, one electric and one gas. Got new freezers, chest and upright, 5-3 including 25 cubic foot. And most of them are stocked for quick delivery or pickup. We offer Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire brands. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we offer a model that's made in the United States. They carry a 6-year tank warranty. And, of course, we install, deliver, and haul the old heater away. Water softeners by Luxury, free test of water for hardness. So we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S and have that soft water all the time. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, this is the time of the year. October is actually Car Care Month, and if you're looking to figure out a time of the year where car care would probably be just as important as any other time, probably the fall heading into the winter season. There's nothing more frustrating than having the car not work properly, whether it's, you know, still sitting in the driveway or sitting along the side of the interstate somewhere in the middle of bad weather season. So just a little bit of car care attention can go a long way. And some of the pros out there, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, which is an independent group that tests and certifies the competence of auto technicians, provides some car care tips for the fall, heading into the winter driving season. So give you a little peace of mind as we head into the bad weather months. These are some of the things they suggest that we probably attend to with our vehicles. And I suppose if you're driving, the older the vehicle, probably the more attention it might need, too. So make sure that you keep it in good shape. Actually, new vehicles age rather rapidly if they're not kept up maintenance-wise as well, too. But they say before you do anything else, the first thing you really should do is read your owner's manual. Do you even know where it is?
I do.
It's still in the glove box, right?
It's in the glove box, yeah.
You ever read it?
A couple times.
When need be. Well, you want to follow the manufacturer's recommended service schedules. I don't think too many people sit down and actually read the entire owner's manual cover to cover, but some of the important parts in there, too, include the service schedules and the recommendations they have for taking care of your vehicle. They're all a little different. Also, they suggest that you get your engine performance and drivability problems taken care of. Hard starts, rough idling, stalling, diminished power, things like that. Those are all corrected pretty easily at a reputable repair shop. Cold weather makes any of those problems worse. No kidding. You know, you think about it. Imagine if you got up in the morning, the alarm goes off, and immediately you're expected to be up, and within a couple of seconds, you're to be out running a sprint. That's what we expect our cars to do in the morning. We get up in the morning, we turn the key, we put it in drive, and away we go. We don't think too much about giving it a whole lot of time to warm up. We don't, you know, what would most people do if you told them in the morning, no, you can't have that first cup of coffee. You have to just go run a sprint right away. You know, a little tough to do. Cars are kind of the same way, too. They need a little TLC before they take off and go. One of the other things they suggest we should do is replace dirty filters, all of them, like air, fuel, PCV. Poorly running engines are less efficient. They burn more gas. And you know what that does? That costs you money. Also, as the temperature drops below freezing, they suggest that you could add a bottle of de-icer in your tank once a month just to keep moisture from freezing in the fuel line. Another way to keep moisture out is just to keep the gas tank filled. Anymore, with a lot of the promotions and things that are out there, people are kind of encouraged to run the gas tank as low as they can so they can fill it up little bit more with some less expensive gasoline, but keeping the tank filled helps to prevent some of that moisture from forming. Change oil and oil filters as specified in your manual. More often, if your driving is mostly stop and go or consists of frequent short trips. They said a poll of ASE Master Auto Technicians revealed that regular oil and filter changes would be one of the most frequently neglected services, but of course it's one that's essential to protecting the engine of the car. The cooling system also should be flushed and refilled as recommended in the owner's manual. The level, condition, and concentration of the coolant should be checked periodically. A 50-50 mix of antifreeze and water usually is recommended. And also a note here, it says for the do-it-yourselfers, never remove the radiator cap until the engine has thoroughly cooled. Ooh, I've seen that happen before. That is not pretty. The tightness and condition of drive belts, clamps, and hoses should be checked regularly by a professional technician. The heater and defroster must be in good working condition also. That's for passenger comfort and, of course, for driver visibility. And what about those wiper blades? I bet you'd be shocked how often you use those in the wintertime if you really think about it. If the climate is harsh, they suggest you could purchase rubber-clad winter blades to help fight ice buildup on your car. Stock up on windshield washer solvent before the winter season hits. It's always nice to have a little extra of that in the garage. You'd be surprised how much you use during the winter months. I think you really would be surprised. And where rain will sometimes help kind of clean the windshield by itself, sometimes all that slop and slush out there, if you don't have any solvent in the well when you need it, well, you almost have to pull over at times. Mm-hmm. It can get really messy and sloppy. So don't forget to kind of keep some of that. Might be a wise deal to keep a jug of that in the glove or in the trunk as well. And also don't forget to always carry an ice scraper with you. You never have those when you need them, do you?
Well, not the first time of the year.
Yeah, I know. Everybody forgets where they put it when they took it out of the car last year. Also, take a look at your battery. Have you had it checked lately? The only accurate way to detect a weak battery is with professional equipment. Most motorists can perform routine care, you know, wear eye protection and protective rubber gloves, scrape away corrosion from the posts and the cable connections, make sure they're all clean, clean all the surfaces, retighten the connections. You know, if the battery caps are removable, I guess those would be older batteries, check the fluid level monthly. A word of caution, though, removing the cables can cause damage or loss of data and codes on some newer vehicles, so you want to make sure you check your owner's manual first. Don't want to goof up the entry codes in there if your doors lock automatically like that and you use the little thing. Boy, yeah, you don't want to get locked out of your own vehicle and not be able to get back in, do you? Be sure to avoid contact with corrosive deposits, battery acid, things like that. They also suggest inspecting all the lights and the bulbs. If any are burned out, take a look at all of those. Clouded lenses can be refinished by many service outlets or different do-it-yourself kits in auto parts stores, so you can find those things to kind of clean those up to make your lights a little bit more effective. Make sure that the tires are not worn. Worn tires are dangerous in the winter. You want to examine the tires for tread life, uneven wearing, and cupping. Check the sidewalls for cuts and nicks. Check the tire pressure once a month, letting the tires cool down before checking your pressure. Tire pressure can fluctuate quite a bit in cold weather. Rotate them as recommended. Don't forget to check your spare and make sure the jack is in good working condition, too. And also, do you know how to use that jack? You better. On-the-job training is not that much fun along the side of the road. Don't forget to check all that stuff. And underinflated tires or poorly aligned wheels, they make your engine work harder and, of course, use more gasoline than you need to. And, again, that costs you more money. Should have your brakes checked. Transmission is often neglected till a major failure, so some routine checks there. And then also always carry an emergency kit with you. Some of the things you might want to include in a kit like that would be extra gloves, boots, blankets, flares, a small shovel, maybe sand or kitty litter, tire chains, a flashlight, extra batteries, a cell phone, extra car charger, maybe a few high-energy snacks you could put in the glove box too, just in case. You know, we've been through it before. We've seen those big storms come through. No matter how prepared we seem to be, all it takes is that one time to get caught someplace. And then it's really, really frustrating and potentially dangerous as well. So make sure you're well-stocked along those lines, too. You can always find a little room in the trunk for some of that stuff that could be very important to you. Get your car ready this fall so you're ready to go this winter and don't have any hang-ups. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators by Amano, Horopo, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Over 75 units in stock. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Got washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of gas and electric ranges on display, several brands to choose from. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Pots on, and stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.